World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, you know, this might sound kind of cocky or kind of arrogant here this morning, but I got to tell you, I've received several text messages and phone calls, actually, in the last, 2 weeks, 10 shows maybe, and people say, Coach, geezy, that was the best show ever. And then the next day, Coach, that was the best show ever. and we've been digging into some stuff, haven't we? And I just want you to know that I just credit the Holy Spirit allowing me to be a vessel to be able to flow through. And I want you all to know this. I don't know it all. I'm telling you, I don't have it figured out. Sometimes like Mark Trump gets in here and he starts talking about frequencies and that kind of stuff. And Craig gets in there and he starts talking about where we are in the timeline. And Randy gets in. And sometimes my folks, I'm just a facilitator. Sometimes my head is just spinning. I'll tell you something I do though. I don't know about you guys. I go afterwards, I go look at it. I go research. Said, Craig said that. What's that? Is that true? And I check it out. You know what? The Bible says, again, we talked about this the other day, that if all the things were written, wouldn't be enough books to contain them. And I believe that we are right now in the midst of the greatest unveiling and revealing that the world has ever seen. And I want to talk a little bit more about that, make it not personal, but just a personal observation, personal experience to try to show you that Christianity, folks, if you're a Christian, you've been born onto a battlefield. They don't tell us that. They don't tell us that in modern Christianity. In modern Christianity, they try to tell us we've been born onto a love boat, when in fact it's a battleship. If we don't understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places, and the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty, through God pulling down strongholds. If we don't understand the spiritual realm, if we don't understand that the power in that spiritual realm that impacts each and every one of us every day, then we become, what do we become? We become slaves. We become victims. And there's going to be some victims anyway. Craig was telling us before we got rolling here in the pre-show that he was talking about, you know, the time in which the Passover, all that stuff, the resurrection of Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus. Boom. Remember, Coach Dave always says, we go in cycles. We go in cycles. We don't go linear. We go cycles, winter, spring, summer, fall. And we are in the midst of an unbelievable cataclysmic cycle every year around resurrection. And I'm going to say a bad word. Resurrection pisses off the devil and his crew. Do you understand that? It pisses them off. And so it's like they have a satanic celebration. And at the same time that we're celebrating the resurrection, they're mad as hell. And they're not going to take it anymore. And I would just say this to you out there, and I talked a little about this in the pre-show. If you have friends who are regularly, I don't want to talk about this show, I don't mean this show. If you've lost communication with some friends, why? Have you picked up the phone and called them saying, are you okay? Because I'm going to tell you something. People are dealing with stuff right now that most of us don't have any idea that they're dealing with. And a lot of times all they need is just a call of encouragement, hang in there, it's going to be okay, yada, 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 yada. And I just want to encourage all of you about that. And I'm going to dive into something deep here real quick that I just think it's important. Again, more building upon what we've been dealing with, I guess, huh? Some of you know right now some faces that are missing. Have you checked on them? Have you texted them? You doing okay? Anything I can do to help? Can I pray for you? Why, anything like that? Rather than texting one another, what happened to so-and-so? What happened to so-and-so? Well, text them. Find out. Because whether you realize this or not, this was never my intention. This has become not a church, but a fellowship. We have people who are in here every day. Like I'm looking, I don't want to embarrass anybody, okay? I see names in here. Some of the names I know, some of the names I don't know. I don't know some of the people, but I know this. I get emails every day from people saying, for instance, oh, coach, what you talked about today really opened my eyes, yada, 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 yada. And so it's not like, Paul, an upper room fellowship. It's not like you have to tithe and be part of our, follow all the do's. This is an open fellowship, man, an open fellowship of believers. And we are all striving for the truth. So I would just encourage you out there, if you see somebody's missing, give them a call, find out why. Find out why. You say, well, coach, that might be nibbing into their own personal space. Yeah, it might be. But maybe they need that. Maybe they need somebody to reach down and say, hey, dude, you okay? Huh? You okay down there? Wake up here, huh? Okay, cool. Okay, now, hey, listen. The annual event is coming up June 13th through 15th. June 3rd. I had a conversation with Chad yesterday. Friends, I want to make this like a reunion. I don't want to bring in a bunch of speakers and do a bunch more teaching on this and teaching on that. I want to do a two-day event. Yes, we'll have activities. We'll have stuff that are going on. But where you get to know each other and you get to fellowship with each other. And we just sit around and just talk about what the Lord's done in your life and yada, yada, yada. Because you so need to connect. Now, we haven't put the particulars up there of, we feed you and all that stuff, and we charge a fee to come, and some of you can camp, and some of you can get in hotels and whatever. Look, folks, I would just encourage you. I know it's on Father's Day weekend. I just encourage you. If you want to be encouraged, get here. It's June 13th, which is a Friday. We're going to start on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's Father's Day. We're going to try to get you out of here early. Some of you, maybe a couple hour drive home. Some of you farther than that. I understand. But yes, Mel, that's it. An open microphone so you can share with others what has happened in your life and what you've been doing and the struggles you've seen and the struggles you've overcome. And so that you will come and you won't feel like you're alone, man. You won't feel like you're alone. And it's so cool for me, because we've done several times, to see somebody park their car and get out and come walking up the driveway. And I look and I don't know him, but I know him because I saw him in the queue. Oh, that's you. That's you. The queue becomes real. So that's June 13, 14, 15. Come on, man. Come on, man. Put it on your calendar and come and join us, will you? Just come and join us in fellowship, and you'll meet new friends. And okay, so I've said that. Cool. And I don't know if my buddy Coach Norm's in here because he's traveling to school to work, I think, right now. But I was talking to him yesterday, and he's my best friend in the world, Coach Norm. And man, he's having a real – Coach, I'm not talking about you if you're listening to this later. Man, the Lord's really moving in his heart, and he wants to start a fellowship of Christian athletes. He's in the process of doing a Bible study and a fellowship of Christian athletes with his students where he's in the school where he's teaching, and he's just coming alive. And, without this sounding arrogant, I feel like you're watching one of your sons grow up, you know? So, oh, my goodness, look at him. So I just want to encourage Coach E and anybody else out there. That's why the annual is so cool. You get to come and maybe garner some ideas or plans from somebody else about what they're doing, because we're all called to expand the gospel of the kingdom. We all are. All right. So we'll get into that more later. I did that. One more thing, because I get this all the time, Spencer. Spencer, show people where the show notes are. I get this a lot, friends. Hey, coach, could you send me that link? And I don't mind sending you the link. I just want you to know, friends, no matter where you're watching the platform, no matter what platform you're watching this on, if you go to CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com, and click on it, the shows are all there. See those? See all those shows up there in front of there? All episodes here. All episodes here. So you click on an episode and you say, hey, coach, what was it what you were talking about when you had David Arthur in there? Where was that link? I get that all the time. Well, go to that show and click on it. And at the bottom are all the notes, all the links. You click on, what was you clicked on there, Spence? Show more. Click on show more. And after every show, every link we used in the show is down there, okay? Because a lot of this stuff is really, really good and you can share it with others. But you got to know where the links are. So go to Coach, you got to go to Coach Dave Live, click on that day's show, go down to show more, show notes, show more, and boom, all the links pop up. Okay? A little bit of house cleaning there. Want to move on. I got, man. There's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Something's going on, friends. Something really is going on. And I want to just kind of show you some things that are going on. And I want to credit Craig Mickle and Mark Trump, Randy, and I'm forgetting others, Craig, that have made me dig deeper, that have opened up. Like I said, I don't know everything, but I'm finding out where to find it. And I think there are some mysteries that are about to be revealed. There, it is right now, friends. Do you understand this? So much of our history has been hidden. It's been hidden. Why has it been hidden? Well, first of all, the ancient history, they didn't have books. They didn't have TV, they didn't have ways to record it. So we kind of understand that, right? Which, by the way, that's what makes the Bible so remarkable. That the history is in that thing. Well, it's more than just a supernatural book. The history's in that thing, right? And but for the most part, so much of what's going on around us has been hidden from us. And one of the reasons a lot of it has been hidden from us is because it doesn't fit the modern scientific narrative. At the heart of all of this is much of science, just telling you the truth. Science is the enemy of faith. It's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be. But scientists are anti-faith. Are you understand what I'm saying? Scientists don't want to, they're not allowed to bring a religious or a Christian perspective into their research. They're not allowed to do that. They have to do just science. They want to say our research is science-based, not faith-based. But you know what's happening right in front of us, friends? Their science is leading to the Bible. It's happening right in front of us. I don't know how long they're going to continue to be able to deny it, but I got some things today that I want to show you. Did you guys see this? Pull up number three. Did you see this? I'm sure you didn't because it ain't anywhere. Secret CIA files claim the Ark of the Covenant has been found. What? You know what the Ark of the Covenant was, right? The Ark of the Covenant was the cupboard, the box, the trunk that the Ten Commandments were placed in. They found them. They found the Ark of the Covenant. Why aren't they telling us this? Why aren't they telling us? Hey, Spencer, I don't even know if I sent you this one. I didn't. I screwed up, Spencer. Hey, Spencer, they found Noah's Ark. So did you know that, friends? Did you know that? That modern? See, just Google that, Spencer. Finding Noah's Ark. Folks, it's out there, right? You're not seeing it on the news. Because they can't have it on the news because it doesn't fit their atheistic narrative. Do you understand? Noah's Ark has been found. Archaeologists claim to have found location of Noah's Ark. Now, that was 2021. It was updated today. I thought I had it, but I don't have it. Searches for Noah's Ark, if Noah ever found Noah's Ark. Has Noah's Ark been found? That's 2023. Is this really Noah's Ark? Click on. Folks, they have found Noah's Ark. What? Folks, they have found the Ark of the Covenant. They have found the Decalogue, the original Ten Commandments. They have found them. Not hearing it on the news. Not watching it on any show that's telling you that. If they found out a gene that said that a man could be a woman, they found the transgender gene, would that be on the front page? It'd be on the front page, wouldn't it, if they found the transgender gene? But Noah's Ark? Ark of the Covenant? No. Okay, hang on. Go to number four. I'm taking you somewhere today, folks. Go ahead, Paul. Come in real quickly before I play this. Go ahead.
Something you don't hear in the news also is 70,000 Christians slaughtered in Syria in the past 2 months. I want you to wrap your mind around that, Coach. That is huge news. 70,000.
And they're burying it, aren't they? They're burying it. Paul. Why are they burying it, Paul, you think? Why do you think they're burying it?
Because they know what's coming, Coach. We're deviants in Christ. I mean, and the standard deviation is out there, and we're a part of that. We're the one percenters, guys.
Hey, Paul, can I say this? I will. I don't care whether you know it or not. Israel is slaughtering innocent Christians. You folks,
yeah,
you do know that.
I recognize that a part of the people are, yes. I'm sorry.
That's right. Okay, so did you know this? You would think this would be the breaking news. Mark Trump, I may need you here in a second. Mysterious structures discovered under the Great Pyramids. Now, let's stop a minute. Why did they build all those pyramids? Why did they build all those things? What's going on? Well, let's see. Put this at 1.5 speed, and let's see what this guy has to say. Folks, they're hiding all this stuff from us, still hiding it all. Go ahead.
So today I want to talk about the new discovery beneath the pyramids of Giza that's been all over the internet the past few days. It all ties back to research published back in 2022 by Corrado Malanga from the University of Pisa and Filippo Biondi from the University of Strathclyde. Their study introduced a new way of using something called synthetic aperture radar, or SAR for short. Normally radar just bounces off signals of solid objects, but Biondi developed a method that goes further. It picks up incredibly tiny vibrations in the ground, even down to fractions of a millimeter. And this allows them to detect hidden underground spaces or structures that normal radar wouldn't be able to catch. According to their findings, their technology picked up this.
Stop a minute. Folks, what we're going to see here is there are structures underneath the pyramids. It's like the pyramid is the cap for what is underneath it. Go ahead.
Anomalies that point to something entirely unknown lying beneath one of the most studied monuments on Earth. In a recent press release published just last week, they summarized the latest findings of their research. This time, their focus shifted to the second largest pyramid on the Giza Plateau, the Pyramid of Khafre. And what they found was astonishing. Pyramid of Khafre is traditionally believed to have been built for the pharaoh Khafre, who ruled during the 4th dynasty in ancient Egypt around 2500 BC. He was the son of Khufu, the pharaoh associated with the Great Pyramid, and is also thought to be the figure represented by the Great Sphinx nearby. Although Khafre's pyramid is slightly smaller than Khufu's, it appears taller due to being constructed on higher ground, and it still preserves some of its original casing stones at the top, offering a rare glimpse of how these structures once looked. The team used dozens of SAR images taken from multiple angles of the Khafre pyramid, and it allowed them to create a 3D reconstruction of the area inside the pyramid, as well as deep beneath the surface of the surrounding plateau. Near the base of the pyramid, the data revealed 5 identical structures arranged in a precise pattern and connected by geometric pathways. Inside each of these are 5 horizontal levels and a sloped roof. Below them, the reconstruction shows 8 cylindrical formations that appear to be vertical wells, completely hollow and surrounded by spiral paths that descend around them. These 8 shafts are aligned in 2 parallel rows, extending downwards to a depth of 648 meters, where they all appear to converge into 2 massive cubic chambers, each measuring around 80 meters on each side. Altogether, the structure spans roughly 2 kilometers underground and stretches beneath all 3 of the pyramids on the Giza Plateau. Pyramids of Giza are traditionally believed to have been built as tombs for the pharaohs Khufu, Khafre, and Menkaure sometime around 2500 BC, using ancient stone tools, ramps, levers, and wedges. But when you look at the actual construction, it raises a lot of questions. The scale and precision are honestly hard to wrap your head around. The Great Pyramid, for example, is aligned almost perfectly to true north, which means its sides face exactly north, south, east, and west. And I'm not talking close, I mean within just 0.067 degrees of perfect alignment. That's more accurate than most modern buildings, and it was done thousands of years ago without GPS or even a compass. The base of the pyramid is almost perfectly level, off by less than an inch across the entire structure, and the blocks fit together with extreme precision, even though many of them weigh several tons. Some engineers today say recreating that level of craftsmanship with our current technology would still be a serious challenge. So while the tools might have been simple, the knowledge and execution clearly weren't. And this wouldn't be the first time underground structures were found beneath an ancient monument. In Mexico, at the ancient city of Teotihuacan, researchers discovered a hidden tunnel beneath the Pyramid of the Moon using similar non-invasive technology. It's been completely sealed off for centuries, and it wasn't found until they started scanning the ground. So the idea of underground structures beneath ancient monuments isn't unheard of. It's happened before. So while the study is certainly fascinating and the technology behind it is impressive, we need to approach the findings with caution. The paper has been peer-reviewed and published in the Journal of Remote Sensing, but even the reviewers acknowledge that more work is needed to verify if the structures are actually real, and they need more than just a simple image. Without any real physical evidence, it's too early to come to any kind of conclusion. But if further research confirms what the images suggest, it could dramatically shift our view of ancient Egypt and what ancient civilizations were truly capable of. There is a plan for excavation to learn more about this, but it could be very difficult to get permission from the Egyptian government to dig underneath their most important tourist attraction. Let me know what you make of it in the comments below. Could this change our understanding of ancient Egypt?
Mark, and thank you for watching. Save me here. Save me here, Mark Trump. Would this, folks, is it possible that these were ancient, different technology cell towers? We just thought these were pyramids that they buried pharaohs in, but evidently something's deeper than there. Help me out, Trump. What do you think?
I think it's all possible, Coach. Like they said, you need more info, but I believe what you said on their last show is that there are energy sources. I think that the copper tops and all the different gold and all the different parts used indicate that they're aligned on an energy line of Earth. And there's even holes in them, no matter where pyramids are, that point to a star. Why would all these pyramids have an aperture that point to one star if they're in Mexico or in Egypt? And I think they could have had technologies that recharged certain times a year. They had crystals in them potentially, or energy storage devices in them, because another thing is they found different forms of copper from the pyramids and different forms of transmission of electricity out and about locally. So there's a lot of other information around that you can look at to say, yeah, there's a different technology there. And this ties in with your Tartarian discussion. You know, this stuff dates way, way, way back, Coach. So
that's right.
That's another part of it, is who was here to build them. I don't think it was a bunch of serfs and so forth. I think if it was, we had help, you know. So I think there's more to the story.
There's a lot more to the story, isn't there? There's a lot more. Hey, Spencer, if you could, I thought I'd send it to you. I didn't. Google real quickly, Spencer, and see if you can find discovery of Noah's Ark. See if you can find that, because they have pictures of it now. Folks, they have discovered Noah's Ark. Did you hear that on the news? Anybody heard that on the news? What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they discovered Noah's Ark. No big deal. Archaeologists have found Noah's Ark. Look, I got one of them maybe to play here. It doesn't matter. Okay, Spencer's doing a good job of looking for it. Noah's Ark. What if Noah's Ark is real? It's not in here, Spence. What if it's real? Let me bring this back together here, okay? Bring in Joe Rogan here, number four. Bring up Joe Rogan. Folks, this is, the Bible says there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. I'm telling you, we are in a time of unveiling and revealing. It's number four. Rogan. No. Oh my goodness. See, this happens to me sometimes. I'll try to find it while we continue the discussion. Okay. So here's what I want to try to connect to you. You ready? Pull up for me. Number seven. Friends, hang on. Stay with me here. I'm going to show you I told you yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever it was, about the pyramid that was at right over the road from me at Legend Valley, where that demonic concert venue is, right over the hill. And Spencer, go to the, I think it's the 1 minute mark, Spence. Go to the 1 minute. I'm going to take you to a couple different places here. So here it is, folks. You see Buckeye Lake, okay? Spencer, if you would, you can't see it. Folks, it's up to the right-hand corner. About 1 o'clock on that map is Buckeye Lake, where we live. Actually, you could scroll a little bit. It doesn't matter. But Spencer, go to the 1 minute mark, and let's just listen here for a minute. Hang on. Buckeye Lake, the largest pyramid in North America, was right over the hill. Oops, this way. Right over the hill. So what's going to show you? Go ahead.
Lake, pretty good sized body of water, but the history here seems to be about 200 years ago. They needed a bigger water source for the Erie Canal, and here I think it flows from the bottom of the screen here, built about 200 years ago. So what they did is they built quite a good size dike right here, or a dam, and that's what formed this reservoir known as Buckeye Lake today. 200 years ago, this was quite a project. I guess there was some controversy here about 2 or 3 years ago where a report was put out that really questioned the stability of this 200-year-old dam or dike or whatever you want to call it. Go to the 7 minute
mark. I'm trying to show you something, so, folks. They reinforced... Right there. Start right there. Start right there. That'll be good. They took the stones. No. Come back to about the 6:15 mark. Come on. So they took the stones. This was the pyramid that was on top of the hill. I'm sorry if this isn't interesting to you. This is important that we understand they have not told us the truth. This is a picture of a pyramid, the largest pyramid in North America, right over here across the street from us. And they took the stones out to reinforce the dam at Buckeye Lake. Go ahead and play that real quickly.
10,000 trips, wagon load. Obviously, they wouldn't be able to put a whole lot of tonnage on a wagon from 200 years ago. But the fact that they made 10,000 to 15,000 trips and had 50 teams of workers, and that this pyramid was big enough.
Freeze it. Thank you, Mel. I forgot to tell you this, folks. Inside this mound, when they were doing this excavation, they found a copy of the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, written in Phoenician, in a museum in Warsaw, Ohio, right, Coshocton, Ohio, right now, today. You say, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, that was before Columbus got here.
Boom.
Go ahead.
Enough to supply stones. It was worth it for them to haul stones from one side of this present-day lake to the other to build a dam 200 years ago. This must have been a very good-sized stone pyramid, and I'm not sure if this drawing is totally accurate, but it's a stone pyramid coming from the middle of Ohio. This event marked the beginning of the canal construction that would take 7 years to complete, connecting Lake Erie with the Ohio River at Portsmouth. The engineering of the canal required the use of rivers where possible and channels dug where they were not. In many locations, feeder lakes were constructed to provide enough water to keep those channels filled. One of those feeder lakes was constructed south of Newark and was known as the Licking Summit Reservoir. It says, as construction on the Licking Summit Reservoir progressed, it was decided to protect the east bank of the reservoir from erosion, required a layer of stone. From 1831 to 1832, up to 75 wagon teams were assembled to move the stone from the giant stone mound to the east bank. It was estimated that between 10 and 15,000 wagon loads of stone were carried away from the mound. It was a massive structure.
Folks, do you understand what you just heard? Do you understand what you just heard? 15,000 wagon loads of stone taken off of the largest pyramid in North America to reinforce Buckeye Lake. By the way, you can still go up there today, and you know what they call that concert venue? Are you ready? Legend Valley. Keep going.
Of some great importance. As they were removing the stones, it was discovered that the stones were covering 16 smaller mounds of earth around the outer circumference of the mound. Once the stones were removed, the exposed mounds were left alone until 1850, when some local farmers dug into one of the mounds and uncovered a burial site and a number of artifacts. The burial site was covered with some remarkably preserved logs laid side by side, creating a wood slab. One of the farmers noted that the cut marks on the trees as being accomplished by someone with extremely sharp tools and not stone axes, as was believed. Some of the wooden slabs was forwarded to the university. In 2015, a local archaeologist, Bradley Lepper, acquired a small sliver of wood for carbon dating. The result of this testing indicated the tree was cut down around 130 AD. So that gives you a possible date when these mounds were built, about 2,000 years ago. But here, Turin, Ohio, has a story on the stone mound. I'm just wondering if any of you in Ohio are familiar with the stone pyramid.
Okay. So how come we don't know this? How come we don't? Why is this stuff buried? They found it. Well, how old was that stone? 130 AD. 130 AD, the carbon dating. See, they like carbon dating until it doesn't line up with the lies they're trying to tell us. Are you with me? So there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed, and the unveiling, the revealing is going on everywhere we look. Go to number 6 real quick, then I'm going to open it up.
Now this drawing.
There were giants in the earth. There were giants in the earth in those days and also afterwards. This is from April 2016. Archaeology, noble monument lost to the ages to build the 1823 dam. This is the Columbus Dispatch, 2016, telling us again what you just heard. So it ain't made up. The largest pyramid in North America was right over there, and they don't want you to know it. In fact, you know what they tell us here? The Hopewell Indians built them. The Hopewell Indians built all these mounds, Nephilim Central, all the way around us. All right, I'm going to shut up for a minute. Come on in. Somebody come on in. How come we don't know this stuff? How come the churches aren't telling this stuff? Folks, this proves evolution to be a fraud. It proves evolution. It proves much of the history that they've been telling us to be a fraud. That the pilgrims didn't settle America. Something was here before. Why won't they tell us that? Why won't our religious organizations tell us that? Why won't our seminaries tell us that? Well, I don't know. Anybody got their hand up? I'm having trouble.
Yeah, George does.
Come on, I'm having all kinds of trouble. I can't see the hands here. Go ahead. I see him. Okay, go ahead, George. I'm sorry.
Okay. I think this is, we're going to start seeing more and more information slowly given out.
They can't ignore it, George. They can't ignore it anymore.
Right. But it has to be taken in bites, because if more and more of this stuff, as it comes out, it can't be a flood. It has to be slowly introduced. But eventually, my thought process, and I've been saying this for quite a while, everything is going to lead to Antarctica. And once people figure out that it's not up, it's across. And Mars is across the ice wall. Venus, Saturn, all these planets per se are across the ice wall. But it also makes me think, what if those people on the other side of the ice wall have been, like in our situation, that the information isn't there, but certain aspects of those realms are able to leave and come here? You know, they're able to cross the ice wall. We haven't, as we know right now, haven't been able to, but what's to say that we haven't already gone? So, man. I think the biggest one is going to be Antarctica, and knowing that we are not just what we think we are. There's way more beyond that. And that's where the true information about God and just everything.
Pull up number 2, Spence, real quick. This is good. And isn't this good? Huh? See, I want you to know something. This builds my faith. This doesn't destroy my faith. This builds my faith. How about this one? Antarctica wasn't always frozen. What?
That's true. The old ancient maps actually depict Antarctica as a lush tropical thing. But I did see some stuff from a podcaster that it's like a 2,700 year cycle that this realm moves, and the ice thaws and then it freezes behind as it's going around the major circle. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but it's something that made me open up my eyes and really start to think about things like that.
Minute 30 seconds, play this.
So you're saying Antarctica wasn't always frozen?
There's a massive hole in Antarctica. You can see it on Google Earth and about 30 meters wide. But here's the weird part. Around that hole, there are bases, research stations. And each base, it's named after a different country. Every major nation has a presence there. They're all studying whatever's in that hole. But that's not even the craziest part. About, I'd say, 15 to 30 miles behind that hole, there's a gigantic pyramid. I'm talking massive. Way bigger than the ones in Egypt. You can see its complete apex. It's been featured on the History Channel, Ancient Aliens. It's not a secret. It's just there. Now, how did a pyramid get in Antarctica? No sand, no tools, just ice. Well, Antarctica wasn't always frozen. That continent, it shifted. The Earth's crust slipped, moved the landmass all the way to the South Pole during a pole shift. Rapid, violent. And here's the scientific proof. As the ice melts, thanks to global warming, they're finding animals buried in the ice, perfectly preserved. And when they dissect them, undigested food, still in their stomachs. You know what that means?
They froze instantly.
Exactly. Flash frozen. Something catastrophic happened. Fast. And nobody's talking about it. This is
Oh, man. Craig, what do you got to say about that? I know this is right up your alley. Hang on, George. I'll get to y'all. What do you think, Craig?
I'm sorry. Working on my spiritual warfare. I'm listening in the background.
Okay. Well, solar minimum, all that stuff. There's a shift going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So you just have to look at the magnetic field that is shrinking and understand the profound effects that that has on our Earth. But also understand if the magnetic field shrinks, that allows weaker magnetic fields to enter into our atmosphere. And the spiritual realm has an electromagnetic signature. That's why the Ark of the Covenant is made out of gold. And gold is electromagnetically inert.
Stop it. So, RL, come on in. Judah.
Coach, these profound questions you ask, people in the audience, it rocks their mind to go, wait, it's like I always tell people, it's like a pinball machine. If you kick it or move it too much to manipulate the game because your ball's not going where you want it to go, it says tilt and the game stops. And everybody has to come out and go, what the heck just happened? Because someone violated a rule. The problem is some of the rules have been completely taken off the table and hidden. And as you start to put this together, you start to realize when Colin Powell was executed, I mean, when he died, his funeral, for those that were paying attention, this great country has a constitution. It has military rules and laws. And supposedly, as a four-star general, his casket should have had an American flag. If not, at least a wrinkled American flag. But it didn't. And for those who are watching and who are doing research and want to understand why, his flag had what was called the Malta Knight flag. That is where you get into the controllers, the watchers of the military industrial complex.
The secret society.
Getting into this military industrial complex, what do they believe? What do they worship? They do have a true worship of what is called Osiris, the sun god. This is stuff that people don't understand because they don't really understand their Bible.
Well, they don't tell
us, Jeff. The fallen angels fell to Mount Hermon, The sons of Cain were the controllers. This circles back to your question. Why is this stuff hidden? Because this group of Freemasons used it to hide hidden electrical abilities for free energy, which then can cause them to control the output that you're around. And that goes into why they created the Schofield Bible to lead you off 1%. If you don't know what's hidden, you won't understand, because if you're off on a point, taking a trajectory of a plane ride, and you're off 1%, you will not land in the destination that you were designed to go. What people have to do is they have to go back and research their history and find, and in the Bible it says, what is hidden will be found.
Amen. Will not be, it's going to be revealed. Oh, my goodness. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. They have so lied to us. He's the father of lies. Mel, come on in. Mel Roberts, come on in.
I agree with what they just spoke about. And it just goes back to the history books, because my mother collected old geography books. I have geography books that go back to the early 1800s. They spoke of the ether then. The maps showed that California was completely an island. There were no mountains. There were no Sierra Mountains, no White Mountains. None of that existed. There was no Salt Lake. There was no Grand Canyon. There were cities all over this nation. And they had castles in them, and they had their large developments in them. And the story of Columbus arriving here and there was no one here are just patently false. And we don't know that history because it has been hidden. And I have it progressing through where they started the globe theory, where they introduced the globe theory. And these are books written at Yale and these big universities where they had been written. I even have a 1920 dictionary that shows that the Capitol in Washington, D.C. was known as Jupiter's Palace. It wasn't the capital of the United States. It was called Jupiter's Palace. So digging back into these old books that my mother collected, just she loved to collect geography books. We have lost significant amounts, and I mean overwhelming amounts of our history. The dirigibles, how did they travel? They traveled in airships. They traveled in dirigibles. And you know, they put an end to that when they burned the one down, you know, the blimp down, and told everybody they were dangerous to travel in. But there's
Hindenburg, that happened in Ohio over by Cambridge.
That's right. And we traveled in those. Those were apartments. People lived in them. You could get an apartment in a dirigible that was three times the size of blimps now, and you could travel the world. You saw those old chests that had all the stickers on them, and they'd been all over the world. They didn't travel in airplanes. That was just another way to put a meter on what we did. They put a meter on our gasoline. They had cars that would, you know, drive 1,300 miles on one charge, electrical charge. I mean, they've hidden it so they could put a meter on it and make us slaves to the meter and make them extraordinarily wealthy in the millions, trillions, billions of dollars.
Okay, so let me help some of you out there. That sounds kind of arrogant, but let me help some of you out there. We have seen in our lifetime, a total evolution of history, even in our lifetime. That, in fact, in 4 years, they've convinced us about COVID. 4 years, they changed the trajectory of the world. Would everybody agree with that? In 4 years, whether COVID was real, whether COVID wasn't, it changed the entire trajectory of the world. Go back to 1963, January 22nd, 1963. Those of us who lived through that, when JFK was shot, it changed the direction of the world. It did. Go back to 1954, when Eisenhower talked about the government media complex, warning us of changes that were happening right in front of us. Friends, whether you believe in an old earth or a young earth, can you imagine the lies we've been told over 6,000 years of what really happened? If they can fool us right in front of us, huh? Can you imagine? This is hard for a lot of us to swallow. The Bible is true. I believe the biblical narrative. I believe the biblical narrative. But science is doing everything they can to prove the biblical narrative to be false. Gene, come on in.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, go read Jeremiah chapter 4. There is three earth ages. We're in the second earth age. God created, when he said God created in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth, it was created to be inhabited by the spoke of his word. And people, whether you want to believe it or not, we were there. We were created then. Because how else would God know us if before we were in our mother's womb, if we weren't here before?
So, hey, Gene, I'm just curious. Hey, Gene, do you think anybody was taking notes or pictures during Adam and Eve? Any notes being taken at all? Anybody got any pictures of Adam and Eve and what it was like, what the world was like then? And I mean, folks, this is
all we have is Moses' writing, what God told him to write. And Adam and Eve, well, I could go on and on.
Well, there's some things, listen to me, there's some things the Lord doesn't want us to know. Yeah, some things have to be believed by faith. But there are a lot of things that they're teaching us that clearly are not true.
Because when God and the devil had it out, it had to be before Adam and Eve. And God and Adam and his creation, his most beautiful angel called Satan right now, broke off. They divided. Some went with Satan, some went with God. God was going to destroy everything. But when he said, okay, I'm going to give him another chance, that's when Adam and Eve, the second earth age, began.
George.
There's a spot to there.
Yeah, when they just... whoever just posted that in the chat about Noah's Ark, but it was kind of funny. I mean, they had talked about this a number of years ago, and it was probably back in the 90s, that they thought that Noah's Ark was on Mount Ararat, which is actually just northeast of Mount Pinatunda or whatever it's called. I just kind of briefly looked at, but now it makes you wonder what was the narrative back then as far as Mount Ararat being the possible ark, where they found it now being just, it looks like a few hundred kilometers or so southwest of Mount Ararat. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Spencer, I think I sent Spencer two links today. So there, folks, there's Noah's Ark. New evidence sparks debate. Could this be Noah's Ark? Well, let's find out. What do you mean, could it be? What do you mean, could it be? They know. They know. Come on, they know. They just don't want us to know. Mel, your hand's still up. I didn't know if you want to come back in.
Yes, I wanted to say the biblical account that we've been given, we were actually given a clue about that at the very beginning of this operation. And I got inducted into this 8 years ago. It was bizarre, but Stormy Daniel, the hooker, and they kept saying, oh, it's biblical, Stormy Daniel, it's biblical. I'm like, they nothing in that is biblical about this hooker except for the word Daniel. So if you look in the book of Daniel, you will see the operation that we are in. But it starts in chapter 3, it goes through chapter 11, and the breakdown, the stone that tears down the mighty statue that's gold at the head, and it shows the different ages that we're going through. And right now we're like on the big toe because Babylon is being destroyed. So read the book of Daniel and you will see Cyrus is mentioned there. And if you look at the coins that were made in Israel, they have a picture of Cyrus and Trump on them. And because he is the Cyrus of our day, the storm in Daniel is raging and people are not, they're not reading their Bibles. They're not seeing it. They're not understanding it. First time I read it after they told me storm in Daniel, it's biblical. I saw it and it was like, oh My goodness. God wrote this a long time ago, and his will is going to be done, and we need to be preparing for the life after the Babylonian Empire is destroyed.
We are in the midst of the most cataclysmic time probably since the flood.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Not just from a natural standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint. Craig, if you could real quick, or Mark Trump, one of you, talk about the grand solar minimum and what's going on there that is causing physical changes to the planet. Could you talk about that a minute, Craig?
Well, there's a reason that the sun's listed in Revelation. It's going to get seven times hotter. What does that mean? Okay. The sun goes through roughly an 11-year cycle where magnetic fields shift from north to south. They flip over this period of time.
Okay. By the way, Scott, let me stop a second, Mark, or Craig, because it's all about magnetism, folks. It's all about waves. It's all about energy. It's all about that. Go ahead, Craig.
So anyways, when you go back and you just study this, okay, this has been observed. Chinese went back longer, but since the telescope, okay, they've observed these sunspots. They come and they go. They're there, and then they're gone for a period of time, and then they show up again. They look at their placement, just like you go to the cardiologist, and he looks at your EKG, and he can look at your EKG, and he says, you got a problem with your heart. Gee, well, how does he know that? Because they've monitored this. They've seen it. It's repeatable. So anyways, this has great effects on our climate, and it depends on what type of that 11-year cycle it is. And then it's not only just the one 11-year cycle, it's the cumulative amount. It's just like your 401k. If you've been putting in your 401k for 40 years, there's probably five-year cycles where you made a lot of money, and there's probably five-year cycles where you really lost a lot of money. What I'm trying to say is when you overlap that over to weather events and earthquakes and those types of things, there is a correlation.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. I got a great clip. I can't find it, from Joe Rogan. I'll try to dig it out and see. Nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. Joe Allen, come on in.
In Florida, there's an Air Force base called MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. That is where they sit, like Craig was talking about, the magnetic, the true north of your compass. It's reset every year. Enough said.
Amen. Judah.
Yeah, just like he said a second ago, he was talking about 401k. They didn't teach you, but the banks, JP Morgan, been rigging the silver market for years. And these people, it's so easy, just sign up here, we'll take your check out, we'll just put a little bit in your 401k, and they'll just steal it from you while they're doing what? The entire time were buying gold and silver. The entire time. So if you were disciplined enough just to take a little bit out of every paycheck and just go down to your shop and buy silver or buy gold, it is always gone up.
It's always gone up. Hey, just real quickly, I found it. I found what I was looking for. What the heck? Which one was it? Lord, is it? Yeah, pull up number one. That's it. That's the ticket. Joe Rogan. A diabolical plan to destroy America. Go ahead. Scroll down there. It's real short. Go ahead.
So what she was alleging was that she was in charge of turning illegal immigrants into clients. That's what they would call them. And that she would go to them and try to ask them, do you have a headache? Do you have back problems? Yes. If you do, now you can be permanently disabled. You get permanent disability, so you get Social Security for life.
Yes.
Illegal immigrants.
Yes. Not just Social Security, but disability, which is even more.
Right, and you get them on the taxpayer dole right away, the moment, and they're illegal aliens.
Yes. Entitlements fraud, that includes like Social Security, disability, Medicaid entitlements fraud for illegal aliens is what is serving as a gigantic magnetic force to pull people in from all around the world and keep them here.
Freeze that.
Like,
he didn't say that by accident. Did you understand? He said these free things that we're giving out is acting as a magnetic force to draw immigrants. Go ahead.
Like, basically, if you pay people at a standard of living that is above 90% of Earth, then you have a very powerful incentive for 90% of Earth to come here and to stay here. But if you end the illegal alien fraud, then you turn off that magnet, and they leave, and they stop coming, and the ones that are here, many of them will simply leave. And if that happens, they will lose a massive number of Democratic voters.
Isn't that something? Huh? Oh my goodness.
That's priceless right there.
Is that something? So that's how they're doing it, folks. That's how they're bringing them in, getting them on the public dole. We found out today, literally millions of people are getting some type of government assistance, Social Security payments, and they're not even real. Where is that money going, folks? Where is it going? RJ, quickly.
Yeah, he called them Democratic voters. That's a joke. Of course, the Democrats don't believe in democracy. They've been taken over by the predator class, parasites. Anyway, just a comment on that.
Amen. Amen.
This is a republic. We're going to get it back. Taking it back.
Jeff Klein, come in.
Coach, you know, I share with people, it's like the taxes we pay as citizens, the way they penalize us with just paying all the time. Found out yesterday, a buddy of mine called with another car dealership. He said, hey, the state inspector for the Ohio BMV's in town. I said, and? He said, do you have all your as-is warnies laying on the dash of your cars or hanging in the windows? You know how you got them as-is, no warning?
Yep.
For years that I've been there, 15 years, it's always, if you don't have one in a car, for everyone that's not in there, it's $1,000 fine.
Oh, my God.
So if you had 10 of them, that's 10 grand. I went out there one day last summer. I had 22 of them not in the cars. I'm like, oh, my. So he called me yesterday. He said, well, she just informed me. She's down here inspecting my area. This now went, the feds took it from $1,000 per car to $40,000 per car. I'm like, what? They just got a guy in Columbus. He had four as-is warnings, not in his car. $160,000.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's what we've allowed to happen. Pastor Payne. You there, Tom? No, Mel Roberts. Come on, Mel. Quickly, we got 3 minutes left to get you and Judy in here. Go ahead, Mel.
I just want to say to everybody, you're all in the right direction. You're headed in the right direction. You are finding the history that has been hidden from us. Right. We are smarter than we think we are. And when we come together in gatherings like this on phone calls and in person, I think you'll find that we have all the pieces of the puzzle. And if we come together, we will put that puzzle together and we will throw off the lies and deceit that Satan has put on us. We have it. You have it. Other pieces. I've heard things in here. I've not heard in other chats anywhere. We are putting the pieces of this puzzle together.
Because you shall know the truth, and the truth, if you know it, will set you free.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, I agree.
Thanks, Mel. Judah.
Coach, you asked a profound question. You said, where is our tax money going? And when people start to understand the construct, the control structure, and then you start to realize, I just had it the other day. I mentioned this topic about USAID. In the CLIA, someone was just in my shorts. They were so upset about what I found. Oh, my God, I can't believe you'd share that. I can't believe blah, blah, blah.
Well, Trump came out with the executive order. He's the one who pulled the pants down on the CIA.
He is.
Now, when you get into the church, people need to do the homework. They need to dig into what are the USAID funds. And then the question comes out to is why prominent pastors all over the country, not just a few, but I will say to the local church here, there is someone who is a county commissioner now and a whole bunch of other people of elected officials that are on the government dole. But why does a pastor accept money from the CIA? And then this gets deeper.
Yeah, got a 8 o'clock cutoff, man. Oh, man. Okay. Only the truth will set you free. See you tomorrow.